From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The jobs picture doesn't appear to be much better than it was a month ago, even though the unemployment rate has dropped to 8.1%. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports a decline is being attributed to more people giving up their job search.
When those without a job stop looking for work, they're not counted in the unemployment numbers. The Labor Department says more of them did that in August, lowering the nation's jobless rate from 8.3%. Employers added 96,000 jobs, and economists, including Ben Herzon at Macro Advisors, say that's far fewer than what's needed.
To feel like things were turning around in a big way, we'd have to see job growth in the high 100s or close to 200. Job gains sustained at that pace would certainly put the unemployment rate on a downward track.
Economists say it's now more likely the Federal Reserve will step in to try to help the economy at its meeting next week. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Congressman Paul Ryan says another monetary stimulus from the Fed would be a bad idea. The Republican vice presidential nominee tells CNBC the costs would outweigh the benefits and amount to a bailout for what he calls bad fiscal policy. Well, in light of the employment report, jobs is front and center in both presidential campaigns today. In Orange City, Iowa, Republican nominee Mitt Romney accused the incumbent of pursuing fail policy.
You remember with his stimulus plan? The stimulus said that if we let him borrow $787 billion, he would hold unemployment below 8%. It's been 43 straight months above 8%. There are today 23 million Americans. They're out of work or stopped looking for work or underemployed. It's a national tragedy.
President Obama accuses Republicans of blocking all of his efforts to reduce the debt, stimulate the economy, and grow jobs.
If the Republicans are serious about being concerned about joblessness, we could create a million new jobs right now if Congress would pass the jobs plan that I sent to them a year ago. Jobs for teachers, jobs for construction workers, jobs for folks who've been looking for work for a long time. We can do that.
The president campaigning in Portsmouth, New Hampshire today, echoing his message from his acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention last night in Charlotte. A Medifast subsidiary reportedly is agreeing to pay $3.7 million to settle a U.S. government complaint about the credibility of its weight loss products. Janssen Pharmaceuticals is not admitting wrongdoing in that settlement, though, which also includes an agreement to meet new compliance requirements. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 8 points at 13,284, NASDAQ down 2, and the S&P 500 up 4 points. This is NPR News. The Obama administration is placing the Pakistan-based Haqqani Network on its list of terrorist organizations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signed off on a report this morning that designates the Haqqani Network as a terror group subject to U.S. sanctions. Congress asked for the report following a string of attacks on U.S. and NATO forces. The Red Cross in Kenya says at least 11 people have been killed in a revenge ethnic attack after a massacre last month in which at least 52 people lost their lives. NPR's Afabia Quistarkton reports the overnight raid was in a remote southeastern region of Kenya.
The victims in the August killings in Kenya's Tana River area were mostly women and children. They were hacked or burned to death in their huts in the worst violence for several years between different Kenyan tribes. The two rival communities involved in these deadly tit-for-tat attacks are the Pokomo and the Orma. They have clashed before over land and water resources. 11 years ago, in the same district of Kenya's coast province, at least 130 people were killed in a string of clashes between the same communities. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
The Canadian government has announced it is severing all diplomatic ties to Iran. In light of recent attacks on foreign diplomats in that country, Foreign Minister John Baird said today the Canadian government would shut down its embassy in Iran. It's also giving Iranian diplomats 5 days to leave. And Canadian citizens are being told not to travel to Iran for their safety. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.